Anyway, without further ado, Kara.
Hi. Thank you so much. It is a delight to be here. I spent years at FOSDEM fighting to get into the community room because it was in a tiny room and you couldn't get in. And I was like, well, if I have to speak to get in, I will. But it looks like we've got a nice big spot now. So that's much better. So let's talk about the state of free and open source funding. I'm Kara Soles. I work at GitHub. I work with open source maintainers. It's my role to advocate internally at the company and externally for the needs of maintainers. I also ran the inaugural cohort this past year of the GitHub Accelerator, which I'll speak some about, and a bunch of other maintainer-themed activities, which means because I am speaking with maintainers a fair amount, money just keeps coming up. So I'm here to talk about money. I'll talk about a number of different ways that money flows through the ecosystem, including FOSS contributor funds, grant funding, individual sponsorships. But I want to be extremely clear, we are just talking about cash today. As Mike McQuaid said in this room earlier, the majority of what projects need is not money. You cannot solve your problems by throwing money at it, no matter how much I might try. Most of the things that folks need are not cash. But we've only got 30 minutes, so we are going to talk just about cash. There's also big money dollar value in open source. Here you've got the European Commission in 2021 saying companies in the EU invested around 1 billion euros in open source software in 2018, which brought a positive impact on the European economy of 65 to 95 billion euros. We predict an increase of 10% in contributions would annually generate an additional 0.4 to 0.6% GDP. So like there's money going on, right? But where's the, is it going to maintainers? And by what mechanisms does it flow to maintainers? I do want to briefly say though, like, why do we even care about funding software maintenance? So we've got 90% of companies are using open source. That's nice. I like that. That makes me feel good, right? FOSS constitutes 70 to 90% of any given piece of modern software solutions. That's sick. Love it. 89% of code bases contained open source, more than 4 years out of date. That actually makes me a little nervous. 84% of code bases contained at least one known open source vulnerability.